my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, and we bring in the lovely Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward to talk about local music and happenings and what's going on with the charitable stuff. So greetings, my dear.
Hello, my lovely.
How are you?
Hey, what's up?
You got some color.
What does that mean?
Well, you've been out, apparently. Somewhere.
Yeah, I did a little pool action today with my
pool.
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Busy life you have.
Yeah.
And that helps the kids how, again? Are you collecting instruments in the shallow end? Is that what you had going on today?
Social networking, yes.
Yes. Well, Play It Forward, if people that don't know, is an organization started by Sam to get instruments into the hands of young kids in school who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity because, sadly, with all the cutbacks in the educational system, one of the first things to go are music programs. Sadly, and you'd be surprised, big schools, big school districts, you'd think, a lot of money, a lot of stuff, not so much the case, and they just don't have the stuff. So Sam is taking it upon herself with the help of legions of fans and friends to change all of that, and we start with the latest. What's going on that front?
Man, I'm just so blessed because it's always just good.
Okay, you want to be a little more specific than that, possibly.
No, I'm just in a good mood, and I'm happy about Play It Forward. So we are looking for some violins. I need like 30 to 50 violins. That's a tall order. Remember when we needed 50 music stands? And we got them, didn't we, Arnie?
You did get the 50 music stands.
Yeah, I don't need 50 pianos right now. Looking for some violins of all sizes. Halves, quarters, fulls would cover it.
50 violins, obviously, for that, that's more than one school.
Well, that's actually for the new program that they're going to be launching in East St. Louis this year. We've talked about it before, about them doing they're building an orchestra.
Right.
First time ever, East St. Louis is going to have an orchestra. And they have other funding coming in via other sources. But Play It Forward's mission is to at least help them get started with a few things that they need. And we're going to start them with like 50 recorders, just so the kids can have recorders.
Right.
But ultimately, we're going to need some violins. So if I keep talking about it now, maybe within a year, we'll have our quota that we need.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. More information on that if you can help out. And, you know, maybe you played violin when you were younger. Maybe your kid played violin and there's one in the basement. Go check. Go look. See if there's one down there. And go to the website and say, you know what? I found it. I would love to donate it. And being a 501c3, not that this should be your motivation, but there is a charitable contribution you can declare on your taxes.
Yeah, it's a nice tax write-off. And again, get them out of the house and back into the music programs at school. Every time somebody gives me an instrument, hands down, they've said to me, oh, I've had this for 10 years. I've had this for 15 years, which only goes to show that we have instruments in our homes. Our music programs are failing and being cut in school. So we can all just kind of rally up, get together, get them out of your house, put them back into the school music programs. We won't have this problem. So,
right.
That's the mission. But here's some fun news. You know our friends Mozingos,
sure.
Brian Vaccaro. We did the Steve Harvey Show, as you remember. The Steve Harvey Show.
Were you on that?
I was.
I didn't realize that.
I got the jacket.
How about that?
Didn't see you there.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay. So that fun experience, and our friend Brian Vaccaro at Mozingos, they had gifted Play It Forward a $5,000 credit to spend at their store, which we were itching to start spending that money. But we wanted to do it appropriately and smart so that we could provide as much as we could. And we just purchased the 5 keyboards, and we're delivering them on Monday to a program, the Orchestrating Diversity Program for their summer camp, which those kids are going to get 5 brand-new keyboards with stands. And that total tab was about $1,500. So way to go, Mozingos, and Play It Forward, because without those two coming together, this program would not have those items.
And give a little love to Jeff Mazingo. Brian actually works for him. So.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about Jeff, don't
I? Got to give Jeff a little bit of love.
Yeah, Jeff did kind of set all that up. Good. Brian just put it all together. So I love me some Mozingos out of St. Louis. Steve Harvey.
Okay, good. Often there are concerts and stuff and local bands knowing the importance of music because it's how, they make their nod every month. So any charitable efforts with concerts, benefit concerts?
Again, the support from Play It Forward is unbelievable. So the Confluence Crush Roller Derby in memory of their friend Fo Jammy, which you've met before, but I've
known, Danny since high school.
Okay. Yeah. When was that?
Couple years back.
Okay. Uh-huh. Of course, Fo Jammy has passed on, but he has great friends that, and he was a big supporter of music and a musician, I believe.
Yes. Keyboards. Okay.
Keyboards. So they, every time they do one of their bouts, they call it, they donate money from their fundraisers. And they've given Play It Forward over $1,000 just in this last year. So that's just amazing. So they continue to do that. The Duck Room, July 28th, Steve Scorfina with featuring Soup Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He'll throw some money and some instruments at Play It Forward off of that show, which was really nice of Steve.
Now, will that be a Soul Steel concert?
Yes.
His band Soul Steel?
Yeah, okay. Which I thought they were fantastic when I saw them at the pageant.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then 4th of July weekend, real quick, they're doing a thing called Rocking the Landing on Laclede's Landing. And we've hooked up with a guy called the Wandering Musician, the Wandering Madman Musician. So I have no idea what that's going to be like, but I'm going to be with him. And we've actually purchased some things that kids can come up to our booth and make an instrument out of, I don't know, pipe cleaner and toilet paper rolls, something like that.
Won't be the first time that you've been matched up with a wandering madman musician. Let's throw that out there.
Don't you wish you had a little drum cymbal thingy to go ding?
Don't need it. Okay. People are doing it in their heads. All right, so a lot on the Play It Forward front. Again, playitforwardstl.org for more information and yeoman's work you do there, Sam. It's why you're one of my heroes.
Oh,
so
you're the wind beneath my wings.
All right, I'm going to get sick. So let's move on to performances. Turn us on to some local sounds.
Well, Broadway Oyster Bar, and I wanted to mention this, and Bonorama is a brass funk band from New Orleans, and I know this is a local show, but I just think this is kind of a cool show to mention because it's at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Oyster Bar, and the cover is $15, but it's an all-ages show. So parents out there, if you want to turn your kids on to some live music, you're not really thrilled about them going to Pops or they can't get into venues, this is a perfect opportunity to show young people some great funky New Orleans-style music down there at the Oyster Bar, 736 South Broadway, BroadwayOysterBar.com for more information. Again, Bonorama is from New Orleans. They were formed in like 1998, so they've been playing for a long time. And some of the members used to be with Harry Koniex Jr. Is that Koniex?
No, it's not even close.
It's Koniec.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I told you I was day drinking. No,
yeah, Koniec, apparently. Poolside.
It was just vodka.
Harry Koniec.
Harry Koniec.
And the Cavassier 6. Let's bring them out now. Sponsored by Hennessy. Okay, so that is an all-ages show Sunday at the Broadway Oyster Bar. I assume it's early, right?
2 p.m.
All right, that is early. Okay, good. So that's the Sunday. Do you have music from Bonorama?
We do, and I want to dedicate this song to one of my girlfriends listening tonight.
Well, what are you, Casey Kasem?
Yes, I am now.
Okay.
This one's out for you, Sierra, because you know I love you, and I can't wait to see you again. Spin it.
I can let that roll for like another 15 minutes. We got stuff to get to. Bonorama, Sunday, all ages show at Broadway Oyster Bar, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So check that out. That should be fun. That sounds great.
Doesn't it? I love the afternoon shows at the Oyster Bar.
And some of those guys were with the Harry Coiffure Band, weren't they? I think they were.
Oh, you are a comedian. I keep forgetting sometimes.
Whatever.
And a musician. No, wait, you're a drummer. Never mind.
Ouch. Ouch.
Sorry.
Wow. Oh, she's stern. Remember when I said you were my hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 10 minutes ago. All right, let's get on to the next one.
One of my favorite local bands. We've talked about it many times on this show. The Well Hungarians.
Never heard of them.
Yes, you have.
Never heard of them.
Please go to wellhungarians.net, not wellhungarians.com. If you went to wellhungarians.com.
Don't send them there.
Don't send them there.
Okay.
.net.
Why are we talking about Johnny and the Boys?
Johnny and the Boys are going to be at Shady Gators at Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, that's madness.
All weekend long.
You ever been to Shady Gators?
I have not.
It is nuts.
I think I drove by on a boat once.
It is gigantic.
I that's what I saw.
Yeah.
But I know they put on a great show down there, and they love performing down there. And a huge fan of Ethan and John and the boys. So big shout out to them for playing at Shady Gators over the weekend. And there's also a benefit coming up for Jeff Sable. Do you know Jeff Sable?
From the band Sable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeff has fallen extremely ill. He's been in the hospital for quite a while. I just saw him yesterday and not looking good. And they're not quite sure what's wrong with him. Having a lot of seizures and things like that. Didn't look well.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I barely recognized him. Bless his heart. So John and the Boys and a few other bands. This is going to be in July 14th, and we'll talk more about it maybe next week.
Yeah.
I got to narrow down the venue, and I'll get all the bands. But again, the musician community is kind of rallying around Jeff and pulling together and raising some money because he's unable to work.
Yeah, and musicians have the best insurance plans.
Right.
So, well, hats off to the Well Hungarians for doing that for Jeff, and we wish Jeff a speedy recovery. Get better, brother. Do you have music from the Hungarians?
I do. And, of course, you can catch, they have a house gig every Wednesday night, ladies' night, at House of Rock. No cover, or $5 to get in free drinks. Ladies. Anyway, this track is called Sorry About the Mess.
Come on in. What the heck? As long as you don't mind this place looking like a train wreck, I ain't had the time to straighten up around here. So try not to step on the broken picture frames, the empty cans of beer. Let's take a look around if you're wondering how I've been. This disaster all reflects the state of mind I'm in.
Welcome to my life. Sorry about the mess. I ain't had it together ever since she left. If you want to stay a while, be my guest. Welcome to my life. Make yourself at home.
Well, Hungarians, and this weekend, treating the folks down at the Lake of the Ozarks at Shady Gators, and the benefit coming up for Jeff Sable in July. We'll talk about that when we get a little bit closer. All right, my dear, we got time for one more. I don't want to give you too many opportunities to say mean things to me.
Well, okay, but there's always next week, so moving forward. Track 3, Teddy Pressburg. I'm just so smitten by this artist.
Smitten.
I'm going to go with smitten.
Wow.
I just absolutely adore him. And I brought you his CD. And what's the title of it?
It is called the Teddy Pressburg Music Club.
Yeah. We talked about that album before it came out. That was on one of those websites where you help support and promote the musician before the album is released. And that was a gift from my participation. So big shout out to Teddy that now I've given my CD to John Carney. Perhaps he will send me another one.
So is this all instrumental? Just because I was looking at the CD and it mentions the players, but it doesn't mention anyone singing.
Well, we'll have to listen to the whole album.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I just thought I'd ask. Oh, they do. Apparently, they have some guest vocals. That's what it is. So this is a brand new release?
Yeah. And Teddy will be at the Gramophone on July 5th. It's $5 to get in. I think the show starts at 9 o'clock. And he'll also be at the Venice Cafe on July 6th. Love the Venice Cafe. What a great venue, especially for somebody like Teddy. Real funk kind of stuff. Great musician, great singer, songwriter. Lots of fun on his shows.
All right, so Teddy Pressburg Music Club, the new CD out from them. We'll go out with sounds from them. Don't forget, play it forward, stl.org. Find some violins. We need 50. Get on that. What are we going to hear from Teddy to go out?
We're going to hear Carolina Blue Eyes.
All right, thank you, Samantha Fisher. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Thank you.
All right, 11:22 at Thursday Night Music Club, rolling on. Back with Dan Dirkholtz here in just a few. Hang tight.
Oh, just before the clubs.